Hello, and welcome to the Pantograph. This is Sharon. I'll be reading today's edition, which is for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. We'll begin our reading on the front page with this week's Eats of the Week. Stirring up new flavors, choices. Five cuisines from across Asia mingle in wok to bowl. Local restaurant owner Siva Busa debuted his newest concept last month with Wok to Bowl, an Asian stir-fry eatery at 716 El Dorado Road in Bloomington. Busa had previously operated the location as Aroma Indian Restaurant and Bar since December 2017, but decided to switch from purely Indian cuisine to a five-in-one concept earlier this year. Busa also owns Froth and Fork next door at 712 El Dorado Road, which opened in August of 2023. Busa, originally from southern India, has lived in the Bloomington Normal area for nearly 25 years. In observing his customers' ordering behaviors over the years, he said he noticed that many who ordered Indian food were also interested in other Asian cuisines, including Korean, Thai, Chinese, and Japanese. So I thought, okay, let's bring all of them under one roof and make it Wok to Bowl, Busa said. It's easy to pronounce and it's easy to know what we are doing, so that's why I wanted to make it Asian stir fry so it can grow big. Asian cuisine is one of the most popular types of food consumed in America, he added. So far, the restaurant's most popular menu items include the Bangkok Pad Thai Noodle Bowl, Spicy Korean Stir Fry Bowl, Orange Chicken Teriyaki Noodle Bowl, Drunken Noodle Bowl, Creamy Butter and Tikka Masala Indian Curry Bowls, Green and Red Curry Thai Curry Bowls, and the Bangkok Pad Siu Noodle Bowl. Busa said he plans to add daily and weekly specials in the future, like Wok Wednesday and more. The menu also offers bowl bites, fried rice bowls, biryani bowls, in-chin bites, vegan curry bowls, various non-breads, appetizers, soups, desserts, drinks, and a kids menu. Combining Indian flavor to the Asian cuisine makes a unique concept, Busa said. Wok to Bowl is the only place in town where you can get all the five cuisines. Wherever you go, any Asian cuisine restaurant, you may not get the Indian food, but here you will. It gives a wide choice for the guests. He added that the Wok to Bowl menu offers options for the whole family to enjoy. For example, he said, if a family of four walks in and the parents like Indian food, but the kids want to eat orange chicken, Wok to Bowl has what everyone wants. Busa said he has already noticed a large customer base visiting the restaurant since he expanded the menu. The name of the restaurant, Busa said, is inspired by the Japanese wok, which typically refers to a large pan made of iron, and is a word Busa came across frequently while conducting research for the new concept. Wok dishes are also considered healthier, he said, so the restaurant can cater to those who are more health conscious, too. Busa said he always looks for unique names for this restaurant and is often complimented by customers. It's tough, but it's very enjoyable, Busa said, about running two businesses simultaneously. I love both. They're different. Busa said his goal is to fulfill the American dream and establish 10 additional wok-to-bowl locations by 2030. He said he's already looking to open another location in Normal within the next year or so. Walk to Bowl offers indoor dining and online ordering and is open for lunch and dinner from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Again, if you'd like to go, this is Walk to Bowl, located at 716 El Dorado Road in Bloomington. Their hours are 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. You can reach them by telephone at 309-808-0076 or visit their website, walktobowl.net. Local government, Normal adopts $14.9 million tax levy. 4.9% increase likely to raise bills slightly. Normal residents can expect a lower property tax rate next year, but because of higher assessed values, many homeowners likely will see a bigger tax bill. The Normal Town Council voted 4-3 on Monday to approve a 2024 property tax levy estimated to be $14.9 million, which is about 4.9% or $700,000 more than the 2023 levy. The figure, which is for taxes payable in 2025, includes $4 million for the Normal Public Library. The town expects the property tax rate to drop from about $1.21 per $100 of equalized assessed valuation for taxes paid this year to about $1.09 per $100 equalized assessed valuation for taxes payable next year. For a house with a market value of $165,000, the town's share of the property tax bill would drop from about $665.50 to $599.50, assuming its assessed value has not changed from year to year. With the anticipated residential equalized assessed value growth, the owner of a house valued at $165,000 last year can expect the property to be assessed at $185,000 this year. That higher value is expected to add almost $7 to the town's portion of their tax bill, according to town documents. The town's equalized assessed value, the total taxable value of property in the town, has grown about 16.5% because of the growth in the residential, commercial, and industrial sectors locally. This is partly attributed to Rivian Automotive's growth and the end of the automaker's property tax abatement in 2022. The levy also will allow $500,000 more for the general fund. Trustees Kathleen Lorenz, Scott Preston, and Andy Byers voted against the levy based on arguments Preston and Lorenz made at the December 2nd meeting. They said the town should leave off the $500,000 set aside from the levy for the contingency fund, eliminate the $700,000 levy increase, and give taxpayers a break. In addition, the council authorized an abatement of over $5 million on the levy associated with debt service. Development at the former Logan's Roadhouse. The council approved a development plan at the former site of the Logan's Roadhouse restaurant at 313 South Veterans Parkway. According to town documents, the plan looks to convert the site into a multi-tenant building with three tenant spaces and a drive-through for one tenant. The plan was given a positive recommendation by the Planning Commission on December 5th. The applicant, Tom Jednorowski, hired a third-party engineering firm to study the traffic impact in the area, according to town documents. Although the study determined no off-site traffic pattern changes would be required, the town noted the potential impact on those turning left at Von Maur Drive into the shops at College Hills from northbound Veterans Parkway. If an issue arises, it could be addressed with altered signal timing in coordination with the Illinois Department of Transportation. Other accommodations in the plan include a small seating area located outside the entrance, expanded green space, bicycle parking, modified signage, and added lighting. He was the founder of Meatheads, but left the company in 2019 before it filed for bankruptcy in 2021. He currently co-owns Original Pancake House locations in Normal, Peoria, and Austin, Texas. In other news, the council approved a rezoning ordinance and site plan for ground-mounted solar panels at Heartland Church, located at 1811 North Linden Street. The church is currently zoned for single-family residential, R1A, and would prefer to be rezoned to a public lands and institutions S2 zoning to allow for solar panel installation. The council also approved the following: an intergovernmental agreement with McLean County for centralized booking services for an annual fee of $20,235. A 5-year agreement with Axon Enterprises Incorporated for tasers and associated training and equipment for $412,944. A memorandum of understanding with Heartland Community College to grant a license for the town to occupy and use Miracle League Field. Recognizing long-term inspector Greg Trommel. Prior to the start of the meeting, council members and staff took a moment to recognize Greg Trommel, inspector and director of inspections and zoning for the town of Normal, who announced earlier this month that he will be retiring. Mr. Trommel is an exceptional leader who has committed his professional life to serving the public with a strong work ethic and a moral compass, and has mentored numerous town employees to continue his good work, Mayor Chris Coos said. Coos proclaimed Tuesday, December 31st, 2024, to be Greg Trommel Appreciation Day in Normal, for Trommel's 4 decades of service. Trommel has been with the town since he started as a building inspector in 1985. He has served as a department head since he was named director in 2000, and he's among the few town employees who have worked for all 3 of Normal's city managers. Trommel has also served under 3 mayors and with 6 public works directors, 6 police chiefs, 4 park directors, and 3 fire chiefs. During his career, Trommel has witnessed commercial and residential development valued at more than $3 billion, including 67 new residential subdivisions, comprising more than 5,700 newly built single-family homes. Trommel watched as the automobile manufacturing plant on the west side transitioned from Diamond Star to Mitsubishi and now to Rivian, and he was on staff through the construction of Heartland Community College, the shops at College Hills, Constitution Trail Center, the Uptown Normal redevelopment, 5 new McLean County Unit 5 schools, and off-campus student housing growth. All this craziness on paper is great and wonderful. I was just a small part of it, and we are all a huge part of it, Trommel said. Trommel said he has never worked anywhere but Normal, but the experience seems to be exceptional, noting the city manager has demanded excellence and his team has been incredible. We all have peers that we talk to in other communities. And when we talk about our relationships as directors, how we get along, how we truly appreciate and respect each other, he said, that's not normal. It's normal. Trommel's last day with the town will be December 31st. Normal band to march in London. Fresh off winning another state band title this fall, the Normal Marching Band is ready to ring in 2025 with a performance in London's New Year's Day Parade and Festival before a worldwide TV audience. We're just excited to be able to showcase the amazing talents and the hard work and dedication of our students, said Paul Carter, co-director of the Normal Marching Band and band director for Normal Community High School. We've worked tremendously hard over the past year and beyond that in the past several years of building a reputation. The Normal Marching Band, which is made up of students from Normal Community and Normal West High Schools, will have the opportunity to showcase their talents in front of more than 1 million people. Family and friends had an opportunity to preview the band's parade routine on December 11th at the Horton Fieldhouse at Illinois State University, which is not far from where they won the Class 6A state championship title at the annual Illinois Marching Band Championships in October at Hancock Stadium. Carter said the band will play a new arrangement based on the songs Dancing Through Life and Defying Gravity from the musical Wicked. Their performance in London will also feature visuals when the students reach the parade's grandstand. Keeping on theme, the band will don the same green uniform tops that they wore for this year's show, Seed to Bloom, with new hat wraps representing the yellow brick road. Members of the Color Guard will wear a new green costume and use flags representing the Emerald City in Oz, Carter said. Carter said a bulk of their preparation in the last month and a half has been focused on learning and memorizing the new music and making sure the students have the endurance to get through over 2 miles of marching in a parade block. Before the band received the invitation last year, Carter said the process for being considered was based on the band's reputation over the years, having won multiple state band championships, taken part in and competed in the Illinois State Fair Parade, and performed in the Chicago Thanksgiving Day Parade in 2021. Carter said for him and co-director Ryan Budzinski, being invited to perform in the London Parade is gratifying because it means that the things that we're doing are catching the eyes of people, not just in Illinois, but across the country and even beyond. We're really excited to be able to showcase ourselves and our area of Bloomington Normal and Central Illinois on an international stage, he said. About 100 of the 150 members of the Normal Marching Band will travel and perform in London because some members had prior obligations or other considerations, Carter said. The band director said, while it is unfortunate for the students on the band this year and in years past who won't be able to take part in this experience, they are still part of this opportunity and played a role in making it a reality. We are looking forward to taking advantage of this moment and celebrating all those amazing accomplishments and getting the time to enjoy it with the students and celebrate all the hard work and dedication they put in because it truly is paying off at this point, Carter said. The band has already packed up and shipped their instruments and uniforms for the performance, and the students, staff, and chaperones are set to leave from Chicago O'Hare International Airport on December 27th. The students will be able to take time between performances to do some sightseeing and tourist activities, Carter added. The London New Year's Day parade will take place at noon in London on January 1st, 2025. To watch from home, tune in for the live stream playing at 1NYDP.com starting at 6 a.m. Central Time, or you can search for it on local PBS stations. The parade route will start at the Ritz Hotel, pass through Piccadilly, Regent Street, St. James, Pall Mall, and Trafalgar Square before ending at Parliament Square. 50 students from the Normal Community and Normal West Wind Ensembles will also be performing December 29th at St. John's Smith Square in London as part of New Year's festivals. Today's Flick Fact question, which grocery is larger in terms of square feet? The Schnucks at Veterans Parkway, the Kroger at College, the Jewel Osco at Veterans and College, or the Hy-Vee at Clearwater and Veterans? And the answer, Hy-Vee, Bloomington Normal's original Walmart, is the largest with 108,000 square feet. Next, the Schnucks, which is a former Zehrs store, has 70,000 square feet, the Jewel Osco 62,000, and the Kroger 58,000 square feet. But the largest store that also sells groceries in Bloomington Normal is Meijer, with a listed 207,000 square feet of floor space, which is nearly 5 acres. And from the back pages of the Pantograph, how time flies locally. 100 years ago, December 18, 1924. In years gone by, the cigar-making industry was one of the most prosperous in the city, with several scores of manufacturing establishments, several hundred workers, and hundreds of thousands of cigars produced here annually. At the present time, there are less than 10 manufacturers that employ only a handful of men as compared with former years. 75 years ago, on December 18, 1949, infantile paralysis is communicated by bodily contact and not by food, water, or flies. Dr. R.J. Neville of the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis told a meeting of committee heads of the 1950 March of Dimes campaign at the Tilden Hall Hotel on Friday night. In response to a question about the fly-killing campaign conducted in Bloomington Normal last summer, Dr. Neville said, "It undoubtedly killed a lot of flies, but no polio." 50 years ago, December 18, 1974. Turning down thermostats this year paid off twice for State Farm insurance companies in saving enough natural gas to heat 268 average-size homes for a full season and in garnering an Energy Conservation Award. The award was presented by Northern Illinois Gas Company for conserving 428,862 therms of natural gas. Through the first 9 months of 1974 at State Farm's four Bloomington facilities. And 25 years ago today, December 18, 1999, Todd Berry, who coached Illinois State to the semifinals of the Division I AA playoffs this year, was introduced as Army football coach on Friday. By choosing to go to Army, Berry, whose career record at ISU was 24-24, is reunited with Rick Greenspan, the athletic director who hired him to coach the Redbirds 4 years ago. He inherits a 1A program that finished 3-8 in the past two seasons and plays in the Conference USA. Bloomington Police Department, burglars target Asian residents. Asian business owners are being targeted in residential burglaries reported in Bloomington, the police say. According to the Bloomington Police Department, officers have responded to two residential burglaries in the last 3 weeks, both of which have targeted Asian residents who operate small businesses. In both cases, the burglaries occurred while the residents were unoccupied. Bloomington police said similar crimes were reported last year, starting in November 2023, when Asian business owners' homes were targeted by burglars taking specific items. To prevent crimes, the Bloomington Police Department advises residents to be cognizant of your surroundings, pay attention while traveling to make sure you are not being followed, contact police immediately if you notice a suspicious vehicle in your neighborhood or near your business, use video surveillance equipment and home alarms as deterrents and tools, make your residence appear as if someone is home, refrain from posting your travel plans on social media, and have trusted neighbors watch over your business or residence while you are away. These reported burglaries remain under investigation. No additional information is available at this time, police said. Anyone with information related to these cases is asked to contact Detective Jake Law at 309-434-2527 or email him at jlaw@citybloom.org. To submit an anonymous tip, you can contact the Crime and Intelligence Analysis Unit at 309-434-2963. Or you can use the Bloomington Police Department tip line by texting BPD tips with the tip information to 847-411. The tip line is not monitored 24/7 and is not for emergencies. The Crime and Intelligence Analysis Unit is available from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on weekdays. If no one is available to answer your call, please leave a voicemail or send your information to them via email. Bloomington's 5-day forecast. Today, there will be clouds and sun, breezy, and colder temperatures. You can expect 3 to 6 hours of sunshine and a high temperature of 36 degrees. It will be breezy during the evening, and there will be low clouds tonight with a low temperature of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, there is a chance of showers in the afternoon. Temperatures will be between 37 and 27 degrees. Friday, skies will clear, but it will be windy and chilly. Temperatures between 32 and 22 degrees. Saturday will be partly sunny and chilly. Temperatures between 31 and 17 degrees. And Sunday, it will be sunny. The high temperature is expected to be 34 degrees and the low 22 degrees. We'll take a short break now and then return with the second half of the Pantograph for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. Please stay tuned.